This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Hey, head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my stuff. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, my book. All about all those labels that the left gives you, but you know what? You don't need to accept them. Really. They don't pertain to most of us. I mean, these are the people that hate labels. That's the thing I find the most amusing, is the ones that hate the labels are the ones that use them the most. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I've got a smorgasbord of the crazies for you guys that I think you will love. Although the one picture I have to look at to tell the story, I may not tell the story because I don't want to look at the picture, and I'm not showing it to you either. The civility that we've lost in this country, the respect we've lost in this country. Come on, think about it. But before you think about that, head over to the website. I never finish. There's a button up there called Patreon, okay? It's a way to help us stay on the air, get new equipment, take care of ourselves. I got to feed the beast, you know what I'm saying? There's so much that money goes towards. So Patreon to become a monthly member, one cup of coffee a month. Some of you still go to Starbucks. Shame on you. But other than that, I mean, give up one coffee a month. Send me your money. And there's a lot that happens over there at Patreon. So if you go to the website, you'll see Patreon on there. Give me your email address. I send out an email every week to let you know the shows and what's happening here and who we're going to have on, that kind of thing. So back to the story. All right. We now have people that are actually emptying the gravesites or going to the gravesites, desecrating these gravesites of Confederate soldiers. Because they don't deserve to rest in peace. They don't deserve. And it's not me. This is them talking. And anger is the remains of soldiers from Revolutionary and Civil War are dug up and then spilled throughout a historic website. So, I mean, a historic cemetery. So it's not like they pull them out because they want to take off the Confederate flag off the coffins or whatever. No. No, they go in there with the sole purpose of uprooting these people so they can't, well, not that that's the only way they can rest in peace, but you know what I'm saying, so they can't rest in peace. They don't think they deserve to. Among those that were dug up was the grave of a 14-month Emma Jane McElmory, who was buried in 1884. So they don't even look, they don't care. The cemetery dates all the way back to 1758 and holds the graves of veterans from the Revolutionary War, Civil War, and World War I. But, you see, they're not smart enough. Those little cowards, those little ingrates, aren't smart enough to figure that out. Caretakers of one of Georgia's oldest cemeteries say that the scene was heartbreaking. A toddler's bones were spilled on the ground, the uniform buried with a soldier, and another plot was thrown all over the place. Now a reward of more than $2,000 being offered for information on the desecration of the old church cemetery, which dates back to 1758. Now, we saw these stories all day today. I just happened to pick this one in particular. Clothing buried with a soldier was removed, leaving the bones exposed. Burke County Sheriff Sergeant Sean Cochran reported. the and you should see, this is disgusting. They kicked everything over. They tore the place up. They dug things up. Among the soldiers desecrated were those dating back to the Revolutionary War. I mean, do they not understand the difference? Well, they probably don't. We've had them on the show. They don't. Never mind. They just saw old gravestones and figured that had to be the Civil War. Now, relic hunting is a possible motive, he said, though authorities aren't certain what the motivation was. Most of the time when soldiers were buried, they were buried with their items to keep the enemy soldiers from getting them. Now, Leroy Bell Jr., commander of the American Legion post that cares for the cemetery, is the one that discovered the damage on Saturday. Someone's very sick to do, I agree with him, got to be very sick to do something like this. Especially when you see a small casket. How can that be a soldier? What are you thinking? A small cast iron casket containing remains of a 14-month Emma Jane McElmory. Now, she was buried in 1884. Now, I guess, you know what, again, I'm trying to give these people the benefit of the doubt, but I guess that's a stupid thing to do, isn't it? They took it completely out, dumped everything out. So they took the casket of a very small girl, a baby, dumped it out and scattered the bones. Isn't that great? No respect. Maybe this is my jump-off point to say, this is what happens when you take God out of everything. This is what happens when there's no respect, no reverence, no anything. The caretaker said it's like total devastation. I can imagine how heartbreaking that is. Here you are taking care of the grounds where people are laid to rest for eternity. And then you see this. He said, I thought, my God, how could anybody do anything like this? He said, I just can't understand it. Other than the fact that they were, you know, wanting some kind of trinkets, but I don't think that's what it is. Joe doesn't. I think they went in there to tear the place up. I think they really didn't care. And they were mad about what those caskets or what have you represented. I mean, these people, again, for the day, not that it makes it right, but for the day, this was a noble thing for them. Anyhow, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we're going to do a little story, not a whole story, on how America seems to be botching executions using lethal injections. But you know what? I know this is cold. But if somebody's being put to death because of brutal murder of somebody else, a little pain, not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. You know, if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live there, you can listen live, you can give me your email address. Because if you give me your email address, and I send you out an email once a week telling you what's going on here at the Real Side, you know, who we're going to have on, topics we're going to be discussing, things we've got going on. I give you links to some of the stuff that you can buy online. Helps keep us moving forward and in business, believe it or not. Always helps. So, that last story was just disgusting, wasn't it? Just the thought that people, because of what somebody did, 150 years ago, you're going to go in and desecrate their graves. It's just amazing. Anyway, you know, this has been a constant argument, and I know some of my Christian friends get mad at me. But, you know, when you commit these nasty, brutal murders, and then somebody has the audacity to complain that they're not sure that putting somebody to death by lethal injection is always working right. They think that the convict knows that they're dying or doesn't get put to sleep fast enough before their heart stops or. It's like it's a major problem. But I'll tell you what. I know I'm cold and nasty. There was that one fellow that brutally beat and raped a girl to death for 8 hours before she died. I mean, it was a couple of years back we did a story. It just never left my head. And they were upset at him. They were upset because it was very obvious that the drugs didn't work right. And his lungs stopped working before he actually died. So he was gasping for air just before he died. I'm sure that girl was gasping for life for 8 hours. I'm sure she was feeling every bit of pain for 8 hours. And the only thing these bleeding hearts are worried about is that he, for maybe 15 seconds, was sucking for air before his heart stopped. Boring. Oh, what was that? Then there was that other idiot that actually, he was appealing. Oh, no, he wasn't even, the appeal was gone. He was going to be put to death, like, within 8 months. And he was fighting for heart surgery. Like, dude, it's going to stop. They're going to stop it up. Why don't you just do it now? Get it over with. Your appeals are gone. It's all over. And you can save us, you know, $100,000. Now, the state of Florida executed, as you heard in the news, Mark James. Okay, and they're using an untested cocktail of drugs. Mr. Say was a white supremacist who murdered two men in Jacksonville in 1987. Think about this. Now, they say the death penalty in this country is cruel and unusual punishment because it takes so long. But it doesn't take so long because of the government. Partly, it takes so long because of the amount of appeals that go through and how long it takes to go through the court system. Right? Think about it. This is 30 years later. Why does it take 30 years to put somebody to death who's been convicted of a crime? He murdered two black men. They were. In 1987. Just simply because he hated them. He hated the color of their skin. I'm sorry. I'd give a chance to accept Jesus and then take over. State hasn't executed anybody in 18 months, as you heard. In recent years, efforts by pharmaceutical firms and international distributors to restrict the supply of drugs that could be used in American executions have caused some departments of corrections to look for alternative options. You know, in the old days, they either hung you or shot you. I don't understand what the problem is. Really, we're so... How much more humane is it? One shot to the heart, it stops, it's done, you're over. There's no gasping for air. There's nothing to worry about. As a result, many experts are concerned that Mr. would be conscious or would have been conscious throughout the procedure and could be expected to suffer severe pain. What happened to the American system? You know, in the old days, the days of our founding fathers and shortly thereafter, you're like one appeal and you were gone. That was it. Now, execution by lethal injection is in America goes all the way back to 1977 when a forensic pathologist named James Chapman proposed that death row inmates be killed using a mixture of three drugs. And it was seen as a kinder, more gentler way of killing somebody. Think about that. You're going to drag it out, right? Anyway, the method was seen as being a kinder than using the electric chair or firing squad. At least with the firing squad, it was over. You were done. You didn't have to worry about anything. The director of the Reprieve, a human rights charity, the first drug was sodium, whatever, or barbiturate that anesthetist uses. The second was something bromide. That one paralyzed you. And the third was potassium chloride, a powerful chemical that stops the heart. Now, the cocktail is administered in sequence through a bunch of intravenous lines with an inmate strapped to a gurney and sometimes covered with a sheet. Similar combinations of... look how antiseptic we make this. We're killing somebody. I mean, any way you cut it, we're taking somebody out. It's done. Similar combinations of anesthetics, paralytics, and lethal drugs have been used in America ever since. They're also used by China, which executes the largest number of prisoners every year. I'm surprised they use anything to ease the pain. They render the prisoners unconscious at the first step is meant to spare them extreme pain brought on by the lethal drug. One of the biggest problems with the three-drug regime, whichever individual drugs are used, is that it's technically challenging. You know what? I'm going to get nasty. I don't care. I'm not saying you have to make it as painful as possible. That's not what I mean at all. I wouldn't be so caught up in which one kicks in first, how it kicks in, what's it going to do. Does he suffer for air for a few minutes? I'm sorry. I know it sounds terrible and cold. And maybe I am being terrible and cold to a degree. But these people aren't put to death for no reason. And yes, there are mistakes made. I get that. We're not talking about the mistakes. Right? You know, with those guys that were with the conservatives against the capital punishment, the easiest way I tripped them up, because they didn't believe it at all, I said, even if the guy says, I did it, I killed those people and I would do it again, then they start tripping all over themselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm Joe Mussini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this time I promise somebody will pick up the phone. Don't worry about it. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I got to it too late. Anyway, I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Apparently, Dolly Parton. What have you, did somebody mention it in the Facebook room? Okay, then we jumped all over it. And she, what is this thing called? Dolly Parton's Dinner Show.
It's the Dixie Stampede.
The Dixie Stampede. Yeah, why don't you speak to it instead of yelling across the room?
Okay.
People know you actually exist and I'm not just talking to myself in here.
Okay. So yeah, she has a dinner theater. I'm assuming it's at her big Dollywood place. But she okay. She does this dinner theater that's
okay.
Kind of okay. Here, let me. Dixie Stampede, Civil War themed dinner theater. So somebody on Slate, one of the editors or writers for Slate, Aisha Harris, contributor to Slate Magazine, wrote an article about it because apparently she was horrified by this Dixie Stampede dinner theater. It's dinner theater. So it's a lighthearted take on the North and South, you know, blacks did not sit on one side or do all the serving or anything like that. People pick where they wanted to be. She was horrified there were black people sitting on the South side of the table, apparently.
So. Well, she looks like a very young African American young lady, or I'll say a black young lady, because I know you're not all from Africa. But it's really so. Why is she horrified if they aren't? That's the thing I don't understand with these people.
I don't know. I mean, well, you know, it really just depends on where you come from, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I know. Were they depicting nasty things happening to black people? I mean,
no.
I don't even understand
no.
what the outrage is.
just the fact that it was a Civil War theme. The Civil War is evil, Joe.
So, I didn't.
War
get this
is bad.
Memo. So all these Civil War reenactments that they have every year.
Oh, those are going to get shut down.
Oh, that's just,
which is
no,
so silly.
No.
Think about it though. The South always loses. Why wouldn't they be encouraging this? Those evil Southerners. I mean, we would all be dead.
I got a better idea.
I don't understand.
Put real bullets in those guns.
Stop it.
and then when the protesters show up, because you know they're gonna want to do damage anyway, and maybe they're not real bullets. Okay, we'll put those sandbag bullets. You know the ones that when they hit you, they really hurt.
Stop.
Rubber.
Just stop.
Okay.
You know what I don't know, though, about the somebody needs to enlighten me on those reenactments, because, you know, I wasn't really privy to any of that growing up in the South, believe
it or
not.
Well, of course they're not going to let you go to one of those, because you want to watch your team lose.
Yeah, but who do they have playing the North? If everybody's doing it, it's in the South. What do they bust people in from up North? I don't know.
Oh, no, you draw straws. The ones with the church straws
play the North. I don't know. But
yeah,
anyway,
that would be a problem.
You know, so here, this gal apparently, in the finale, she says it was the thing that kind of pushed her over the edge, where they sang a very patriotic song, and it was just way too American for her.
The song?
The patriotic song was way too American for her.
There you go. Right. Let me see. This is where the Birth of a Nation was once the biggest box office hit of all times. Gone with the Wind. Is still a biggie, right? No, she, you know what? She needs to move. Maybe Venezuela is a good place for her. What do you think?
You know what? I would venture a guess that she's been in a major city her whole entire life, and she hasn't been exposed to anything
this. You're probably right. They don't get it, you know?
But these are people who are very patriotic Americans that, you know, they enjoy the history of America. They enjoy singing patriotic songs. They enjoy, you know, learning things and just poking fun at our own past. I mean, how bad is this? It's not that bad.
And they have placards in the bathrooms. Did you see those?
Yes, I did.
Southerners only? Northerners only?
What is the one you're looking at, did they write about the colors of the placards? Because
she made a big deal of the fact that one was light-colored, the South was light-colored, the North was dark-colored. I mean, seriously, talk about totally reading into something, right?
That's a reach right there. That's what I would say. She's reaching. She's looking for anything to call it black and white.
Yeah. You know, it's just amazing. But anyhow, this is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to continue to do. This is the same stuff they're doing with Trump. Right, I mean they've lost their minds. They can't seem. I don't think they're ever going to find them again.
Well, listen. Before we leave, Dolly Parton's trending right now. So you guys go out there and show her some love and tell her not to give in to these nutballs.
Yeah, nutballs. You're being nice.
Okay, I'm always nice, Joe.
Oh, I like this one. The CNN reporter tries to set up a panel, a bunch of Trump panelists, and she gets a brutal reality check. It's wonderful. I love when they do this. I really do, because it's like they're so smart. They're so much better than us. They know so much more than we do that they're going to go into this, and they're going to show us what the truth is, right? So one of those morning shows, the channel brought in six conservative members of the public to see what they thought about Trump's, you know, response to Charlottesville, Virginia, and a few other things. Host Allison Camerota seemed eager to have the Republican base join the narrative of attacking the president. Instead, she was horrified by what she saw. Watch this. You know it's not going to work, right? Because I want it to work now. Oh, here we go. I hate these things. I hate when they do this to me. Anyway, she asked the panel, I'm not going to wait for this thing because it's going to be 3 days before it comes back. She asked the panel, how many of you were troubled by the president's response to the violence in Charlottesville? Come on, how many people do you think raised their hand? What do you think? If you said none, you would be correct. That's right. Nobody. Don't you think that what if the producer lost their job after that? Don't you think that somebody would have said with the crowd, hey, how many of you would like to talk about what the president said or his response to the violence in Charlottesville, right? I mean, get something, get some kind of response. They sit these six people down, and what happens? They ask the question as to who was troubled, and nobody raises their hand. Now, you know she's sitting there waiting. She wants a five-minute conversation. She ain't getting nothing. She just lost. And then she said again, when nobody's hand went up, she said it again. You mean none of you are troubled by this? I thought it was wonderful. I love it. I love it when they stick their foot in it so deep they can't get it out. She went on to say, let's see, come on. I hate when I do this to myself. Okay. None of you minded how the President Trump responded? And then the group as a whole goes, no! the media is really, they're bringing their brains out to try to paint Trump, his statement as divisive, you know, unpresidential. Well, did anybody really believe he was going to be the quintessential presidential type of person? Not in your life. The man, what was one of the first pictures? He's on a private jet with a McDonald's burger in a box. I mean, really? At this, however, what this shows, in my mind, normal Americans, everyday Americans from different races, different backgrounds, these weren't all white people, they weren't all black people, they were a mix of people. They're not buying into the hysteria. They don't really care. You know? The president came out and said, we condemn the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's on many sides. And he's right. It's not on one side. It's on many sides. We got morons on our side that think they get further ahead by bringing a baseball bat to one of these things. And it's not true. It doesn't work that way. And even a bunch of Fox contributors are making me nuts. Because they can't hold their own. They can't, you know, why read into it? And then when you don't get the answer you want, or the words aren't formulated the way you want them formulated, they're not laid out exactly how you want them, the president's wrong because it can't be you reading into it? You know, I loved it with Obama. Every time he went sideways, every time he went something wrong, every one of the majors was dancing all over themselves, stepping all over themselves to explain what he meant. Like, you know, that you can keep your doctor. But he really didn't mean that. He meant something else. But we should have known that, because how could you keep your doctor if you're going to... We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory free and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got to tell you, I set off to want to do one particular story. I get into another one, and I do this every night for 3 hours a night. Okay? I still can't believe the stupidity of people. I just can't shrug it off. Now, William Shatner came out. Well, they drug him into it, is basically what they did. And I remember the now famous words of Mr. Shatner at one of the Star Trek conventions. You know, it was a joke at first, but I've also heard that he told people they need to get a life. I mean, some of these people live Star Trek 24/7. Like, they're so into it, it's like the real world for them. They go home and put their fake ears on and their clothes and they beam somewhere. I don't know. They must beam someplace because they're definitely in an alternate universe. But he was grabbed and pulled into this the situation with all the Confederate statue, whatever, whatevers. The I don't want to read this whole story because it's way too long. But apparently there's a, you know, he's a big equestrian guy. He's a big horse guy. And he loves to ride. I think his first wife got killed on a horse or what have you. And William Shatner, who is a Canadian, but as he always loves to say, he loves being a guest in the United States. He owns property here. And he was pulled into the debate over the statues of a Confederate general due to his financial support for a statue in the Louisiana area. You know, help pay to get one up. You know, and I guess some investigative reporter found out that Shatner had spent some money on commemorating a man by the name of John Castleman. He's an acclaimed horseman who is revered among many equestrian community, but he was also in the Confederate Army. And at one point, he jumped ship and moved over to the U.S. Army. Now, the protests are all over the place, including over this statue. He was tagged in an initial post over this. Dumb thing to do. Dumb people should never tag smart people. Shatner replied that protesters seem to be only focused on one aspect of a man's life, neglecting to consider everything else he'd ever done outside of those four fateful years on the Civil War. Now, I'd like to say, interestingly enough, these people on the left are more than happy to give a pass to people like Sharpton, Obama. Remember, Obama wasn't for same-sex marriage, remember? For a man and a woman. So was Joe Biden. Their whole life. It wasn't 4 years. It was their whole life. Well, unless they were lying to us, which is possible. Mrs. Clinton. They gave them all a pass. They let them walk. They forgave them. Come on, think about it. For a whole life of being against what they consider to be immoral, of being against moral things. And here you have Bill Shatner, who throws it in your face, say, here's a man who made a mistake for 4 years of his life, or was part of that for 4 years, and you want to chastise him for eternity. So like I always said, when it's on the right, there is no forgiveness. It's not equality by any stretch of the imagination. Shatner then proceeded to deliver a history lesson to these people who probably could barely read. I bet you they only read textees to a big degree. He says the statue is of him as a horseman, not as a Confederate general or a brigadier general for the U.S. Army. What part of this is confusing to you? Sorry, I like him already. He said after that, he led the U.S. Army to the Spanish-American War. He was pardoned in 1866 by President Johnson. How can you counter that? And then somehow they drug him into a conversation about Robert E. Lee. And they got right back into, okay, sure, this you are forgiving this dude because he likes horses. Just shows you how small-minded and how stupid they actually are. Stupid's the only word for him, right? So again, the guy does something wrong, and I know it's not a minor thing. It's not like a speeding ticket. I get that. But he turned his ways, and he fought for the other side. I don't understand. So does he never get forgiveness? Because if he never gets forgiveness, if I use your rules, then you never get forgiveness either, right? Isn't that how it works? That's how it should work. But the hypocrisy behind not willing to forgive anybody who's not a Democrat. I wonder if he changed parties, too, if they would have been okay with that. I wonder if they realize that not only were these people Confederates, not only were they lovers of slave lovers, if you would, but they were Democrats. Why aren't they leaving their party? Why aren't they running away? Because they're hypocrites. Ultimately, it boils down to they're just simply hypocrites. Hey, here's something that hadn't been done in years. President Trump, you know, in the last 8 years, you've never seen any kind of affection, any kind of love, any kind of anything, acceptance either, from the last administration towards our military. Unless, of course, you're in the LGBTQ part of the military, in which case they fawn all over you. For the general rank and file, you've never seen... You know, President Obama was so disrespectful that he actually even saluted a Marine with a cup of coffee in his hand. The Marine didn't have it. He had it. And not in his other hand, but in the right hand that he was saluting with. Couldn't even stop to put it down. These guys have committed to jump in front of bullets for him. Right? And he was never openly respectful to the military. Yeah, they call it the latte salute. After 8 years of Obama, there's a new sheriff in town, obviously, President Trump. And as you've noticed, he loves the military. He's not afraid to show it. And nowhere was it more evident recently than when he arrived in Yuma, Arizona, got off the plane. And this is according to ABC News, so, you know, they're not going to say anything nice about him, right? Now, he visited Marine Air Station Yuma, a Marine Corps base on the U.S.-Mexico border. The visit was part of the president's push for stronger border security, including his signature infrastructure project. Now, he got off Air Force One. The Marines lined up to greet the president. Trump was more than happy to greet them, as well as, guess this. Now, I know, somebody's going to go crazy, but I don't really care. He grabbed their caps, and he started signing them. Think about that. Can you imagine telling your sergeant, I'm not going to be washing my hat this week. Maybe ever. Marine Sergeant Lorene Butler sent out an Instagram that said, "Today was the highlight of my Marine Corps career. Thank you, President Trump, for coming to the Marine Corps Air Station and shaking the hands of some of us and signing some of our hats." They call them covers. She went on to say that it was a day I'll never forget. And she used all the hashtags, Make America Great Again, MAGA, Trump, Team Trump, The Donald, USA, America, Freedom. I thought everybody hated this guy. I'm thoroughly confused. She goes on to say that meeting the President Trump was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. I've always been a Trump supporter, so I was extremely excited. But regardless of your political views, shaking hands with the President is extremely humbling, and I'm glad he came to see us. Now, under Barack Obama, the only thing he got to do for him was hold his umbrella when he was in the rain. Remember that? That was disgusting. And the way he treated those people, the way he saw them, I think he saw them as a necessary evil, and maybe even that's kind of half-hearted, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. University of Michigan, a fraternity there, has decided they need to cancel an ancient Egypt-themed party. Ready for this one? Following cultural appropriation complaints. A fraternity at the University of Michigan was forced to cancel a Nile-themed party following complaints from student activists over cultural appropriation. U of Michigan's chapter of Delta Sigma Pi was forced to terminate its plans to host the theme party, which was set for September. It's the welcome week at the college. Not very welcoming, is it? The president of the Egyptian Student Association, Yasmin Afifi, condemned the party. What an outrage. It says, you know what, guys? I'll tell you what, I'll come and participate. If you guys want to have an Italian theme party, and I don't care if you're Irish or Scottish or whatever, right? You want to have spaghetti there, you want to have sausages, meatballs, pasta, antipasta, I'd be more than happy to come. And then it won't be cultural appropriation because you'll have one of the cultured people there. Is this nuts? It is. It's crazy. The party, which asked students to honor our Egyptian roots and join us on the night. See, so they weren't even, it wasn't a joke. There were people there, they were of Egyptian descent. But no, can't have anything that will make them even slightly feel uncomfortable. Which is why they don't listen to this show. Because truth for a lot of people is extremely uncomfortable. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me and listen and pay attention and even get involved. Remember, we're here every day. Hopefully you will be too. Tomorrow, Xander joins me. Don't miss him. God bless and have a great rest of the day, people.